Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been a nice little minute, but you know, your girl been going through some things, which we are going to talk about in this podcast episode. Okay, so let me just tell y'all the little spiel or whatever. So your girl is pregnant. Your girl is pregnant. Your girl is with child. Your girl is bearing child. Your girl got little baby in the womb. You already know that. Nah, I'm just kidding. But yes, your girl is pregnant. I'm in my second trimester. First trimester was very much so. Let me just say, I have a different type of respect for mothers. Pregnant women, y'all are just amazing, because this is just not what I thought it would be. I mean, honestly, I don't know what I thought it would be. I am definitely blessed to be able to, you know, be able to carry a child, because I know it's some women out there that can't carry a child. So it's definitely a blessing. A child is a blessing if you are religious, you know, spiritual, whatever you want to call it. The Bible says a child is a blessing. So I'm happy. I'm just now getting really into, like, getting out of my whole sickness and just feeling bad for myself. Like, it had nothing to do with the actual baby. Like, I'm happy I'm having a baby. I have an incredible boyfriend, partner, soon to be husband, all of that good stuff. Like, he is amazing. I don't know what I would do without him. He has been so helpful, even though I've been like a total b-word to him, but he is my rock. I love him to death. So shout out to baby daddy. But let me just tell y'all how it all went. I'm going to do a YouTube video. We're going to go on a baby moon next week to Florida. Going to lay out on the beach, get a nice hotel. We need this, because once it starts getting cold and I start getting bigger, I'm just going to want to lay down in a house and just relax and start nesting and stuff. So I was like, we might as well get this over with while it's still summertime here, even though you could go somewhere to change the weather. But we decided to do it now. We're going to do it for Labor Day weekend. So we're both off on Labor Day, obviously. And I'm actually off on that next day, which is a Tuesday. So I can kind of get, you know, rejuvenated from my vacation. But I'm so happy, because I needed this. The last time I went on vacation was January of this year, earlier, before the whole coronavirus took place. So I was able to do something, you know. And I told myself last year, after I had got out of a relationship, I was like, you know what, I need to start doing more things for myself and doing more traveling. And I really just thought this year was going to be my travel year. So I'm actually happy that I'm able to go to, you know, Florida and, you know, be somewhere I haven't been before. I've actually been to Florida before, but I haven't been to Miami. So we're going to go to Miami. He knows that I'm very particular about being around people. We're definitely going to be safe. I just want to lay on the beach, just us, enjoy each other. We have a really nice hotel. We're staying in the Hilton. So y'all already know, like, that's one of my favorite hotels. So we're going to be in a nice hotel, different environment, eat good food. He already knows that I don't want to be around a lot of people, so he really loves Miami. He actually used to live there, so he wants to show me everything. But I told him, like, you know, that we can do it another time when I'm not pregnant. We can actually enjoy things together and, you know, do more adventurous things. He wanted me to go jet skiing. He wanted me to ride scooters. But I'm like, babe, I'm pregnant. I can't be doing none of that craziness. Like, I'm clumsy without a baby. And with a baby in his belly, I'm going to be clumsier. And I'm not trying to put my baby in any type of harm. So we're just really going to lay out and just enjoy each other's company, finally getting out the house, because all we do is sit in the house for real. I'm out of breath of just talking. Like, that's how much this baby has taken a toll on my body. Okay, so I'm going to tell y'all. So after I found out I was pregnant or whatever, I'm just going to tell y'all how I've been feeling and stuff, and I'm not going to go into too much details, because like I said, we're going to do a video in Miami actually talking about our whole pregnancy, my whole first trimester and all of that. So I just want to talk to y'all about it a little bit on here, because I want y'all to watch the video, of course. But so the first couple weeks was cool. You know, I didn't really feel nothing. I knew I was pregnant because I was bloated. I knew when it happened. Like, you just know. So when I took the test or whatever, you know, I didn't have no, so I was just happy. We were just really happy and like in shock, like, oh my God, we're really pregnant, blah, blah, blah. I went to the doctor, all of that, confirmed it. And I just felt bloated. Like, that was the only, and my boobs hurt really bad. Like, they were hurting. So I'm like, okay, because usually when my period comes, that's when, my boobs get a little tender, but they was just like more tender than they've ever been. So I was like, okay, this is a little weird. So that's how I knew I was pregnant. So besides the tender breast and, you know, bloatiness, that's the only thing I had. That was up until week maybe five or six. No, six. Because when I went to the doctor, that's when I wasn't feeling good. She was like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I feel very nauseous. Like, I feel like I'm going to throw up, but I can't. It was a lot of dry heaving. So then she prescribed me with some, well, not really prescribed me, but she told me to get the medicine because it's over the counter. It's not really prescribed. But she told me to get two different medicines, which are Unisom and the B6 vitamin, which I take at night. And so I started taking those, but like the Unisom, because my body wasn't used to it, I was so freaking sleepy. I was like, on top of being pregnant and then taking the sleeping pill, I could not stay up for work. So I'm like, okay, this is not good. It was uncomfortably sleepy. Like, you know, you take a sleeping medicine, maybe some Benadryl or something, or maybe even some melatonin, and you get knocked out. It was not comfortable. It was just like, okay, I'm too tired. Like, I want to get up, but I can't because I'm like on these meds. So I had stopped taking them, but I was so freaking sick. Like, I couldn't do nothing. Like, I could eat. Like, I was thankful that I could eat, but sometimes some food that I would eat would make it worse, and I just was not feeling it. Like, I was just crying. I was miserable. I was telling my boyfriend, I'm like, I can't. Like, I was just crying so much on top of being emotional. And on top of, well, to me, to him, probably wasn't crying a lot, but to me, because I don't cry, I don't really cry at all, but I just remember, I remember feeling like, I'm so used to being able to get up and go and do what I want to and being so organized when it comes to, like, my business and wanting a blog, wanting a YouTube video. Like, I just remember feeling like, wow, my life is completely changed because I can't even get out the damn bed. So I just remember feeling like so bad for myself, because I'm just like, I don't like that I can't control my body. Like, I don't like that I can't control this, because usually if I have some type of stomach pain, it's because maybe I'm a little bloated, maybe I can drink some tea and use the bathroom or something. Maybe that, you know, this is TMI in case you guys didn't know, I am talking about, like, you know, women things and life things and bodily things. So if you can't handle that, then go ahead and peace out. But anyways, so I'm used to just taking medicine and being on the go, but because it's a little human inside of me, this is happening all day, every day. It wasn't even no just morning sickness. It was all day sickness. And I was just like, I couldn't take, it seemed to get better at night. Like when he came home from work, like in the evening, I was hurting a little bit, but then we would like lay down, watch TV or whatever, we'll do something, and I would feel better at night. But as soon as that morning came and I just could not do it. I could not do it. That's why, you know what, I'm so grateful that I was able to work from home. Like, we're able to work from home right now. And it just, I'm not thankful for the pandemic, of course, but I'm thankful that it happened when it happened, because, I got pregnant when I got pregnant, because I couldn't imagine getting up, going to the office every day, 5 days a week, feeling the way I was feeling. Like, I was, at least I could lay in a bed, take a little break, you know, be in the comfort of my own home hurting, because I could not imagine being out and work at work and just feeling the way I was feeling. And I felt like that, I was talking to Angelique, she's also pregnant, she's due very, very soon, next month, so, which is in a couple days. So thankful for her. Like, she was telling me, I was like, what have you been doing for your nausea? Like, because I just cannot, I can't. I didn't want to do nothing. Like, I wasn't doing my hair, my nails, wasn't shaving. I just could not do nothing. Like, thankfully, I could get up and shower, because, you know, I can't be laying around funky or nothing. So I could shower, but I just had no type of drive to do anything nice for myself. Like, I couldn't clean. He does that anyways. Like, clean it. He has OCD. So he cleans, does our laundry, folds our laundry, like, all types of stuff. Like, that's why I'm so grateful for him. But I just could lay in the bed all day, and I was so hard on myself, because I'm just like, I don't like laying here not doing nothing. I should be doing something. And then when you get on social media, you see everybody living their life. But I'm like, okay, this is your time. This is your time to bear your child and do what you got to do. You know, God does not make no mistakes. So go ahead and just chill out. So I had to keep telling myself that. But I was talking to Angelique, and I was asking her what helped her was feeling better, and she was like, oh, my doctor gave me this medicine, it works wonders, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, snap, let me see what she's talking about. And it was the same medicine that I was taking, except I was taking it for, like, just the beginning stages, and I stopped because it was making me too sleepy. But I'm like, maybe if I just keep taking it, I will feel better, you know? So I was like, all right, I'm just about to suck it up and just be sleepy. I told her, I'm like, yeah, I've been sleepy. She's like, take it. You're supposed to take it at night, at bedtime. She was like, take it a couple hours before you go to bed. So I started doing that. And I take them medicines face. Whoa, I can't even talk, y'all. I take those medicines faithfully before bed, like every day. Like, I'm so scared not to take one, even though I'm in my second trimester and they say all that, you know, nausea and all that stuff goes away second trimester. I'm so scared to stop taking it because I cannot afford a day to just be feeling like that, because it's still hard, even though, you know, a lot of my symptoms from the first trimester are gone. I'm exhausted. Like, I am tired. I'm so tired. Like, I finally started getting out here, went to the zoo, you know, went around a couple friends for birthdays and stuff. Like, I got out the house, but my mood is just not the same. Like, I'm very irritable. Everything makes me mad. I'm like, I don't need to be, you know, putting this energy out on other people. Like, I don't want to be that person. So I'm like, I'm just going to stay my butt in the house because I know how I am. I get irritable real fast. And this is just because the baby's in me, because usually I can handle people. I'm a people person, but now I just, like, I cannot stand to be around people. But I've been doing my best. I finally had the courage, not even the courage, it's really energy at the end of the day. Like, I had the energy to really get on this podcast and really tell y'all what was going on, because I tried to record this a couple weeks ago and I just was like, I don't want to do this. But now I've been listening to more podcasts and I've been motivated to talk about it, because I honestly, like, I think people need to hear about other people's pregnancy stories and stuff, because sometimes they can be relatable, because I like watching YouTubers that are pregnant or were pregnant mothers. I like seeing how they do things. It helps me. So maybe I can help somebody else. But yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on so far. First trimester, like I said, I'm going to do a whole first trimester YouTube video, tell y'all everything that's been going on as far as weight gain, what I've been eating, sleep patterns, all that good stuff in first trimester, and things that I wish I would have did differently. Honestly, I think I've been doing everything pretty well. I could be eating a little bit better as far as fruits. It's just, I don't know. I think this trimester I'm craving fruits a lot more, but first trimester I was craving all types of bad food, like fatty food. Like, it was so bad. But I'm happy to be in my second trimester. I'm actually showing now. What else? I changed my doctor. I had a white woman at first, and it was just really to get an appointment to make sure I was pregnant, make sure baby was good, all types, you know, that, you know, first day appointment or whatever. I knew I was going to change my doctor, but then she had me taking aspirin every day with my prenatals, and I'm like, why am I taking baby aspirin every day? You know, aspirin makes your stomach hurt. So she was like, she didn't even tell me why. So I asked around, like, different people who've been pregnant before. They were like, no, I never took that. I didn't have to. I Googled it. They were like, oh, well, your doctor may prescribe you baby aspirin because your blood pressure is higher than 140. My blood pressure is 110, always has been 110. So I don't know why she had me taking that aspirin every day. So I'm just like, that's already a bad sign. Like, I don't trust that doctor. So I ended up changing my doctor to an African-American woman. She's cool. We went to go see her a couple weeks ago when I got another ultrasound and I heard my baby's heartbeat. Oh, that was a magical moment. It was so loud and so strong. My baby's heartbeat was 174. And Jermaine was crying. It just was a beautiful moment. That's when it really felt real. Like, oh my God, it's a baby inside of me. Aside from being nauseous and feeling all the feelings I was feeling, it really felt like I was really pregnant. So I'm like, oh my God, my baby's inside of me. So everything has been everything. I'm just trying to really slay the rest of my pregnancy. I went shopping for some clothes because I cannot fit any of my clothes, y'all. I really, joke was on me because I was going to my friend's birthday dinner and I'm like, oh, well, I got clothes at home. I could fit this. You know, I got this skirt. Let me tell y'all, Jermaine humbled the hell out of me. He was like, he was ironing my clothes and he looked at the skirt. He was like, you sure you could fit this? I'm like, yeah, like whatever. It looked little, but I didn't know I could fit that. Like, I didn't think I had got big. He always told me my butt is getting bigger. He's like, your butt is getting bigger. Like, your butt is huge. Your butt is getting bigger, whatever. So I had him iron it and I was like, yeah, I can fit it. Watch. I tried to put that thing on, couldn't get one thigh. I was so humble and I was so mad. I'm like, wow. So I kept trying on these different clothes, about to be late to the dinner. And I ended up putting together a little outfit that I did not like. And I'm like, wow, I really have to go shopping. So I did. I'm on Misguided right now. I have to actually order some clothes for our trip. Right now, I'm not into jeans. I'm not into anything tight. I just really like maxi dresses, any type of dress that kind of flows. Rompers, like that's what I want to wear down there. So, and I got a bathing suit down there. I hope it fits me. I really hope it fit me. I'm gonna be so pissed, but I'm gonna try to take two of them just in case. My older one, hopefully I can fit it. I'm gonna be humble, y'all, but I actually order. I usually wear a size 4 when I get Misguided or even Pretty Little Thing, but I'm gonna go to a 6 because I'm not like that big. But 6, I feel like is good because it's a size higher than what I would usually get. So we're gonna see if I can fit a size 6. Or if I'm gonna be humbled again and might have to go to 8. But I don't think I'm that big for real. But yeah, so really excited about our trip. Really excited that I'm starting to get my energy back. Y'all, it's so much that I wanna tell y'all. I'm all over the place with it. So give me a few minutes and I'm gonna come back and tell y'all more about my pregnancy and things of that nature. I really miss talking to y'all. I miss making Instagram videos. I miss YouTube. I miss it all. I finally feel better. So right now, it's just about to be on the flow. Okay, so I don't even know where to start. Am I scared? It's so many questions that I want to answer as far as pregnancy. One of them is, am I scared? What do I fear? I think in the beginning I was just so excited and I wasn't really hurting. You know, I wasn't sick, so I wasn't thinking too much about anything. But then once I decided to, you know, become nauseous, once my body was just like, okay, game time is over, play time is over, let's get to the real nitty gritty of this pregnancy, and I started not feeling well, I couldn't really think of any fears. Like, I just was so sick, I couldn't think of anything. It was just like, I just want to not be sick. I just want to not be sick. That's all I kept thinking about. I'm like, I don't care if I gain 100 pounds. I mean, obviously I care, but that's how much I wasn't thinking about the birth. I wasn't thinking about anything. I just wanted to feel better. Like my head, like I had no type of cognitive clarity because I just was not feeling well. And I'm just like, okay, once my head is clear and I could just really enjoy this pregnancy, that's when I'll start thinking about birth plans and, you know, actually think about breastfeeding and all the things that come with motherhood. So in the beginning, I wasn't really thinking too much. You know, I wasn't scared of anything. I just wanted to feel better. That was my number one goal, is to feel better and have energy. So now that I'm in my second trimester, towards the end of my first, I started feeling a lot better. It was just an issue. It was just an energy issue for me. And I just couldn't have any strength to get out of bed. I would, like, listen, y'all, I really pictured myself slaying my pregnancy. First of all, I thought I was going to be in tip-top shape when I got pregnant so that I look really good. First of all, I had gained weight because I was in a relationship. Yes, I'm blaming that on relationship weight, because all y'all do is eat out. All y'all do is want to be cuddled up under each other. Yes, that's what happens, and you gain weight. But we were working out together, so it wasn't really that bad. But I just pictured my body in a different type of form before I got pregnant. So I really thought I was going to be really, 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 you know, in tip-top shape. I thought I would have all the cute clothes, and I would be vlogging and blogging everything. But I was just so tired. I was so sick. I couldn't do any of that, so I was a little disappointed. But, I mean, you know, God has a plan for everyone. Now that I'm feeling better, I'm feeling like I want to put more content out there for you guys. I was very discreet. I'm still a little discreet with it. Like, a part of me, the blogger in me, wants to share everything with y'all. The blogger in me wants to tell you this, wants to tell you that, wants to show you this, wants to show you that. But the real me, the Brandy, you know, that you see outside of all this social media, I want to be so private. Like, I'm such a private person. Like, people didn't even know I had a boyfriend. Like, so imagine me popping up on Instagram pregnant. They're probably like, oh my God, Virgin Mary. But yeah, it was just something that I just didn't, I don't know, I just pictured it all to be different. Like, I really wanted to be slaying this pregnancy. But, you know, the godmom of my child, ended up buying me a, well, she was the first, she was one of the first people to find out, because we actually had the conversation prior to me getting pregnant. And, you know, she bought me an exercise ball and she bought me a journal to keep track. Sorry, y'all. Look, pregnancy brain is a real thing. When I tell y'all, my memory be so shot. But yeah, she bought me a pregnancy journal to like really jot down all of the little things, the stuff you remember from each week. And I'm keeping track of that. I'm doing great with it. I'm glad I'm doing it. It's a lot of moms out there that have said they wish they'd done that. They wish they took more pictures of their belly. They wish they did more, you know, cute pregnancy things. And I'm still early enough to be doing that stuff. So I've been taking pictures of my belly. However, I haven't been posting them for real. Like I have an app where I keep track of my belly, and I'm actually doing like a time lapse video so I can show y'all like in the speed version of my belly transforming. But yeah, so I've been doing okay. I know I want to do better as far as showing you guys the process of me and my baby, but I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'm just going to go with the flow. Do whatever my heart desires, whatever feels good to me. Something that I did think about was the mortality rate for Black women, Black mothers, when they give birth, or, you know, stillborns and stuff like that. Like, I think about that stuff all the time because it's not something that you can just ignore. Like, I don't want it to, like, happen. Of course, I don't. Like, 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, have to really discuss with your partner. You know, I told him, like, make sure you're always there with me at the hospital. Make sure you're following where the baby goes. We don't need no mix-ups, none of that. Like, I'm telling him, like, he got to be on his P's and Q's because we're first-time parents. We don't know. So I'm doing a lot of research with that. So I told y'all before in the beginning that I switched my OB, my doctor, I changed to a black woman, and I feel more confident, I feel more comfortable. And also the hospital that I'm going to go to is, you know, I know people that actually gave birth there. It's a really nice hospital, and I feel confident. And the doctor bigged up her team. She said, I have a great team, I have an amazing team, and it made me feel comfortable. Versus the woman that talked to me before, you know, she wasn't really that informative. She didn't really, you know, she didn't really give me the handouts that they did at this. First of all, I'm going through Cleveland Clinic, so you already know it's the best. So that's already, you know, why things are different. But yeah, it just something told me to switch or whatever, which I knew I was going to do that before I even got further along. So okay, so the fears, what else? What other things that I fear? Oh God, let's talk about telling people. So of course I told a couple of my friends, because, like, you know, you want to ask questions like, did this happen when you were pregnant, blah, blah, blah. So of course I was talking to my friends, told the godmothers, they were going to be godmothers. My baby has two godparents, well, two godmothers. What else? I definitely was so scared to tell. The first family member was the godmother, because my cousin Lexis is the godmother, so she's my cousin. So she was the first family member. Then I told my other cousin, Ari, which I was so relieved to tell her, because she has definitely been helping me, giving me pointers, tips, advice. So shout out to Ari. And then she was just trying to help me find a way to tell my parents. So I'm like, once I tell my parents, it's on the flow after that. Like, I can really just enjoy my pregnancy, because I was so scared. Like, it was the anxiety. It was, you know, it wasn't even the fact that, I think it was just the thought of being pregnant. Like, their child is going to be having a baby. So I think it was just that, the whole thing, you know. It wasn't even about me being ready, because, listen, nobody could get mad, because I can take care of a child if I needed to. Me and the father can take care of our child. We don't need any help. I mean, I'm going to ask for help if I need it, but I mean, it's not like we're going to be struggling, you know, on assistance. Like, we're fine. We're good. So it wasn't that, you know. I have 2 degrees. I'm established. For me, I really wanted to be married, of course, but at the same time, I had people in my ear telling me, you know what, you could be married and have an effed up marriage. You know, your marriage could be so messed up, and you can't just bring a baby into it thinking it's going to be better. So I'm like, that's true. And the thing about it is, me and my boyfriend definitely want to get married. It's not something we don't talk about. We definitely talk about it. It's just a matter of, you know, we want to do it in a way where we can celebrate it and, you know, really be comfortable. So that was my main thing. And I'm like, that's the only thing they could really say is like, you're not married. But at the same time, they weren't married. And that's something that I told myself that I would not carry onto motherhood, is if I did something and my child did something, I can't be mad at them for doing it. Just like, okay, getting a tattoo. I can try to tell them, okay, I think it's best if you wait until blah, 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 la, la, la. But at the end of the day, I can't get mad at them, put them on punishment, you know, beat them or nothing like that, because I have a tattoo. So me telling my child, I wish you were married when you got, you know, when you got pregnant and I wasn't married, come on, that's contradictory. Like, I would not do that. So that was the only thing I really thought about. So once I, you know, we got like a little package together and like a little present, gave it to my dad, and it was so crazy because I hadn't seen them in a while, and I hadn't seen him for his birthday because of some misfortunate events, which I'll talk about in a later podcast. So I said misfortunate. Does that make sense? Misfortunate, unfortunate. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so out of it. Like, I think this is the most I've talked my whole pregnancy all in one, because I just been so sick. But yeah, so when I went to give him the gift, it was actually my boyfriend put a pacifier in there, and we put a card in it, and it said something like, roses are red, violets are blue, February 19, 2021, your grandbaby is due, or something like that. He just made this face. It was crazy. I mean, but at the end of the day, he was like, I'm glad you did it. He thought that I wasn't happy about being pregnant. I was ecstatic. Like, I was so happy, but like, I was so nervous to tell him. I'm like, the reason I was making the face I was making, or you felt that energy from me, is because I just felt like you were going to come at me crazy and ruin the experience I was having. And I was like, you know, that's why I was acting the way I was acting. So that's why I looked like I wasn't happy. But once he hopped on board, you know, put his little post on Facebook, everybody congratulating him, you know, that's when everything just felt like a weight off my shoulder. So that was the hardest part of the pregnancy so far, is telling my dad. Forget everybody else. I could deal with everybody else. Like, but then again, everybody I told was so happy for me. They were congratulating me. My granddad was like, I'm actually really happy. Like, I'm, you know, I'm going to be a great mom, because I had a great mom, and I can only get better. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really, really excited about the whole thing. I really wanted to do a birthing center as far as birth, but I already switched to my doctor, and I don't want to switch if I have to do the whole birthing center thing. So I might bring it up as a question when I see her again in a couple weeks. But if not, I'm just going to go with the whole hospital experience. It is going to be a lot of money. The reason why I would have done the birthing center is because it's cheaper. And if you're a low-risk pregnancy, it's safer. But, you know, I'm going to pray about it. God is definitely going to put me in the right position that I need to be in. And then I'm going to let go. But I am so excited. I talk to my baby all the time. We are calling our baby He. We have a name. It's a unisex name. So even if the baby is a girl, we still keeping the name. So it's all good. I haven't told my job yet. So I hope my job isn't listening right now. I doubt it. I don't think they have my social media handles except for LinkedIn maybe. But I'm going to tell them on month 5. I'm on month 4 right now. I'll be in month 5 sooner than later in a couple weeks. So that's when I'll tell my boss and everything, and they can make arrangements for February. They have more than enough time to make arrangements for me being gone for that long. But you look, this year has went by so fast. February is going to be here so quick. So my due date is going to be February 19th. There was so much back and forth with finding out what my due date was, because my dumb self couldn't remember when my period was. Actually, I think I had the right date. I had just deleted the app, but they kept telling me it was February 19th, then it was like February 24th based on the ultrasound, because I was still early. But then she was like, oh, we're just going to see what your doctor says, because February 24th isn't too far from February 19th. So when I talked to my doctor, she was like, yeah, we're just going to leave you at February 19th. So then when I went to my new doctor, she was just like, well, I'm measuring earlier. I was supposed to be 13 weeks when I went to the doctor, but she said, I'm measuring at 12 weeks and 5 days or something like that. I was supposed to be 13 weeks and 4 days or something like that. So I'm like, huh, I just want to really be further along because I want my baby to be here, and I don't want to keep setting the date, because I do use several apps where, you know, I track my pregnancy on the apps. So I'm like, I have to change my date again. So then I got another ultrasound that same day just to kind of make sure, and, you know, I saw my baby and everything. I saw, you know, I listened to the heartbeat, everything looked great. My little baby was making like her, I said her, oh my Jesus, I'm finding myself saying her a lot too. His hands were like little bunnies, like up to his mouth, like a little bunny. It was so cute. But she said she was measuring a due date for February 26th. And I'm just like, no, because honestly, I know a lot of birthdays in February, but I want my baby's birthday to fall on my mom's birthday. Those of you who don't really know, my mom passed away in 2017. We're actually coming up on her death date anniversary. I got to figure out what I'm going to do to celebrate her. But yeah, so I really want my baby's birthday to fall on the 13th. My mom's birthday is on the 13th. My due date is officially on the 19th of February. However, I have a cousin whose birthday is on Valentine's Day. And then Valentine's Day is just Valentine's Day. So my baby could potentially be a love child. I have a best friend whose birthday is on the 15th. My cousin Ari, who I mentioned before, her birthday is on the 15th. So I know a lot of February. My grandmother's is actually on the 21st. My cousin, the godparent for my child, her son Micah, 21st. So it's just really, we gonna see when this baby gonna come out. Hopefully my baby come out on my mom's birthday. I'm gonna keep praying on it, because that would be such a blessing. So I'm so happy the due date is all squared away. I don't know, y'all. I'm just really excited. I really do want to start tracking my pregnancy differently. I want to start talking to y'all in my videos, do morning routines. But right now, my morning routine is so blah. Like, I really need to spruce it up, because I, you know, wake up, brush my teeth, wash my face, make me some breakfast, and then I sit in the bed and I work until it's time not to work. Sometimes I'll go in the living room, but my boyfriend is about to set up my office in the living room, because I have my office right now is going to become my baby's room. So I'm going to start moving stuff around pretty soon. And plus, I like my office. It's nice. I have a TV in there, MacBook Air, or not a MacBook Air. What is it called? Y'all, when I tell y'all, my brain is like non-existent. iMac. Yeah, I have an iMac in there. I have a futon, goes into a bed. It's really nice, decorative. But I just cannot bring myself to sit in there. I don't know if it's my chair is uncomfortable. I don't know what it is, but I just cannot bring myself to sit in there and work. So I'm going to go to my job sometime soon and go get my monitors, because of the virus, we're going to be working from home until next year, I believe so. And I don't even know how long into next year we'll be working. So if you think about it, if we're going to be working from home until next year, then I go on maternity leave in February. Like, does that even make sense for me to return? Like, I don't want to put myself at risk. Like, I still feel like next year is, I mean, honestly, our jobs are saving so much money by us not being in the office. They might, if you aren't mandatory, if you don't have a mandatory position where you need to be in the office, I don't even see why you need to go back. Like, I actually got used to working from home. For me, it was a struggle at first, because I started at my job in February. The beginning of February, and then the whole corona thing came out in March. So I was not there long. I wasn't really trained in anything, so learning how to do stuff via Skype or Microsoft Teams, and people are busy doing their own things, feeling like you bugging somebody, it was a lot. It was stressful, and I was just like, I wish I was in the office, because it would be easier. And now I'm getting the hang of things just by trial and error. So now I'm just like, I'm used to being at home. I could see myself doing this forever. But not even like working for this like particular job or whatever. Well, obviously, I want to stay at my company as long as I can. But if I can work for myself from home, I definitely would do that. Be like a content creator. That's like my dream job. But if I can stay in a position at my company and work from home, I definitely would choose that, because being pregnant and being a mom, I feel like it's easier route. You don't have to worry about childcare. Of course, I'm going to have a backup plan. Like, of course, I'm not just going to rely on myself to watch my kid. I have backup plans, obviously childcare, relatives, all that. So right now I'm in planning mode. I want to start planning a lot more. I find out my gender in how many more weeks? Let me think. I was going to do the early ultrasound, but I'm like, I don't want to be too thirsty and do it, because the whole thing with the due date, what if they get like some confusion and they say they're measuring earlier than what I am, and you know, I waste my time going up there and it's like, oh, we can't detect what your baby is because you're actually, you know, I don't feel like going through that whole thing with me being too early to. Sorry, y'all. I just got an email from my job, so I'm looking to see what it is. But yeah, I don't want to have to go through that whole thing of just, you know. So I'm going to play it safe and wait till my week 18 appointment. I think 18 or 19. One of those. And it's an anatomy appointment, so that's when I'll find out. The way I'm doing it is my cousin is actually going to come with me to this appointment, and she's going to find out the gender. I'm so excited. I am 100%. No, honestly, when I first found out I was pregnant, I wanted to be 100% team boy. Team boy, team boy, team boy. I could just see me being a boy mom. But then, like, now I'm feeling a little bit mixy. So before I was 100% boy, then I became like 99.9% boy. Now I'm kind of like 70%. No, I'm lying. I'm like 85. 85% team boy. Like, but at the same time, like, I don't mind having a girl. It's just a different, you know, I'm just going to step up as far as, you know, being more feminine. And, you know, I feel like I always wanted to be more feminine and, you know, cook like somebody grandma, like just do stuff that I want my little girl to be fantastic at when she gets older. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just means I need to step it up. You know, I feel like I'm a great role model for any children that come out of me. I'll be a role model for a great one. You know, I got, you know, education. I have a good head on my shoulders. Morals are intact. Values are intact. All of that. So I'm not really concerned about that. But I don't know, y'all. We are going to see. I really want a girl for my boyfriend, because he is going to spoil that girl rotten. Like, he's going to be, that baby is going to be a daddy's girl for sure. Because he really is amazing. Like, we have such a, like, interesting relationship. Like, he is amazing. He's such an, like, we were, for instance, I went to brunch the other day. And he dropped me off because I have anxiety. That's one thing that I've already had anxiety like my whole life, but ever since I became pregnant, my anxiety has gone through the roof. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I don't like being around people. I get shaky. Like, I'm always sweating. It's bad. Like, when I went to go take my CCW class and we had to shoot, I could barely put my bullets in my own gun. Like, I could not do it. But I finally, like, kind of calmed down and was like, all right, just relax. People watching you too, so it was very nerve-wracking. So my anxiety has gone through the roof. But anyways, he dropped me off and he was like, I'm gonna walk down the strip or whatever, because it was on a strip with like stores and stuff. And he ended up buying me shoes. Like, they were so cute too, and I'm wearing them to Miami next week. But he's just so thoughtful, he's so cute. I love him. But enough about him. Baby time. But yeah, that's pretty much my update for you guys. It's very, you know, I think I was informative on the podcast. I'm trying not to give too much without not giving you enough, if that makes sense. Because remember, I do want to do my YouTube video for my first trimester update. So make sure you guys tune in. Link will be in, for my channel, the link will be in the description of this podcast. So make sure you guys subscribe, turn the bell notification on so you know when I upload, because I don't even be knowing when I'm going to upload. So make sure you do that. And thanks again for sticking with me. I know it's been a minute, but y'all know I always come with some juicy news about myself. So I'm so excited about this new baby, first baby. This baby about to be spoiled, y'all. I'm already ready for my baby to come out. But I'm excited. Cheers to new beginnings and motherhood. I will talk to you guys in my next one. Love you. Peace and blessings.